Hey everybody, this is Luigi Verona and this is my Linux Audio Podcast. I'd like to thank you all for replying to episode 2, where I speak about the phenomenon of being tired of filing bugs. And I'd like to dedicate this episode to commenting on what you told me on your discussion on the mailing list and perhaps clear up my position a little bit more. I'd like to start off by saying that first of all, that announcement was not meant as a message that I will stop filing bug reports ever and that I want to stop contributing things to the Linux Audio world or free software world. This is not it. I will file bug reports. I will continue to do that. And I understand that, that is reality of life and that is reality of free software. So believe me, that was not meant to be an announcement of, Luigi Verona is out of the game. That's it. He's just a user. No, absolutely not. I will continue to do this. The second thing, of course, I'd like to underline once more that that has nothing to do with, any personalities. I understand that none of you developers owe me anything. That is very clear. We are a community. And the only thing that, the goal of that podcast was to listen to your opinions and to bring up that phenomenon that was actually a surprise to me. I felt surprised that, I'm not compelled to write a bug report. And note that I usually write bug reports to people who I know respond to them. I got a comment from Ralph Mardorf, who did say that he agrees that, reporting bugs is time consuming and that it is a lot of work as well. And he said he advised to give bug reports only to developers of the software you're really interested in and, to developers responding. And that is what I'm doing actually, but this is very good constructive advice. I also got several responses from, and I apologize if I mispronounce the last name, from Liles. Who said that, first of all, he said that he thinks that I'm doing a developer a big favor by engaging in the reporting process, when the truth is that my 15-minute bug report will generate hours of work for the developer. And I have to say that I absolutely agree, and I'm not trying to compare my work to the work of the developer. That was not the goal at all, and it's not what I'm talking about. So yeah, I fully agree that a 15-minute bug report might generate hours of developer time. Sometimes it might not. So, but yeah, sure, I agree. I extremely liked the comment that Paul Davis left, and I agree with him. He says that most companies that I know who write software, audio or otherwise, have at least as many QA staff as they do developers. Without exception, in the audio world, the ones I know have more QA people than they do developers. And this is absolutely true because, I remember watching a documentary on Ableton Live, and they had, they showed the room of the developers, and there were, few people. And then they showed the room of the testers, and it was, a huge room, people testing with Ableton Live. Obviously, this is a very live performance thing, so they really need to test it out good. And so I think that what this comment by Paul Davis shows is that free software world is really composed of two types of people, both of whom are actually engaged in the process of development rather than just usage. We have developers, and then we have users who are really positioned as testers. If you are a member, an active member of the free software community, it is very unlikely that you're not reporting bugs, because free software is all about making, software that people make for themselves. There was an article about Linux and Windows where a person was writing about myths that Linux people tell to Windows people. So it's like a very eager Linux fan tells to a person who uses Windows that, hey, come over to Linux, it's just like Windows but different. And in his article, he explains why this is not true, because the whole concept is different. While Windows is a company producing an end product for a user, Linux is a hobbyist world where people come together to make software for themselves, just like they want to do it. And that situation alone creates a cascade of motivations and behaviors which are inherently different from the Windows world or, generally speaking, proprietary software world. So I agree with that completely. And I think that this is one of the reasons why one can get tired of reporting bugs, because this is time consuming and because this could be a job. And so if you're not motivated enough or if you're just tired of the whole thing, that can naturally happen. Harry Van Haren, he introduced an idea about testing buddies, like that he spends 5 minutes doing bug reports for you if you do the same for me. And I think this is a good idea, although he does note, and I agree, that this really is about developers talking to developers. I also Lils, he also said that I am frustrated, and I have to tell you guys, that was not frustration. Believe me, Linux in general and Linux Audio in particular have taught me to be really thick-skinned. You need a lot more to get me frustrated about software than just a couple of bugs. So no, I was not frustrated, and just the fact that I was speaking strongly about the issue does not mean that I was frustrated. Actually, I was not, and I was very curious to talk about it and to try to pass on my message and, get the comments, which I did, and I'm very grateful. So there was no frustration. And also he says that, that you should try to look at it from a developer perspective, and how do you think the developer spends his free time doing things, giving them out for free? And just to to make it clear, I know the perspective of the developer, and I've been around Linux for, I think, quite a long time to not be a lamer about those things. Most of the things I do in my life and that I consider to be most important and serious, I do for free. So I understand that. I understand that people are giving something away and that they don't owe me anything. As I said, and I, continue to underline, I have absolutely no, it's not personal. If you bring up any developer name, I will only say that this is a great guy who puts it all in into what he's doing. And so I have absolutely, there's nothing, there's no, so there's no complaint that I can specifically put against anyone. It's just I'm more talking about the general situation of Linux free software development and Linux Audio in particular, because that's the section, free software that I'm most familiar with. So, and also I got a reply from Dan McDonald, who said that no good bug reports, no free software community. And that it is as vital as people writing and using the actual code. And so I think, again, it's very similar to what Paul Davis said. And it seems that my sort of that assertion attacked the whole free software model. That, that is such an integral part of free software, being able to report bugs, that interaction between a developer and a user. It's such an integrated part of what free software is that attacking it seems to be like, wow, you're attacking the whole foundation of what free software is. And I probably agree. I'm very thankful for all the comments. It certainly, I think, is an interesting issue to discuss. Do take this just as one guy, one musician sharing his thoughts. To conclude, I'd like to once again say that I do intend to file bug reports. It does not mean that that's it. I'm sure that if, I give it some time, I'll get back into the free software routine of if you have see something wrong, then help the developer fix it. But at the same time, it was really not about announcing that that's it, I'm not contributing anymore. It was just wanting to bring this topic up and being surprised to see that, I just sometimes, not always, but sometimes I just don't see a point because I just don't feel there's a guarantee that that bug report will not result in half a year later same bug going up and stuff like that. So it's about motivations, it's about the whole situation. Nevertheless, this is an open question for me, and being pessimistic is not the only thing that I will share on this podcast. I will surely speak about more positive things. And thanks for your attention.